Hey guys, it's Rachel Roberts.
And I'm Megan Segura. And this is the Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Now, Megan, you sound a little different.
Well, I've been a little sick lately.
Oh my God, I love that. No, guys, surprise, surprise, that isn't Megan. It's a man.
Oh, a man.
This is Eric McIntyre. He is my desk mate, my brother from another mother. He works for Oxygen, but because Oxygen and Bravo work so closely together, he often is just like commiserating with us over all things pop culture and housewives all the time.
I'm in it. We're in it together.
Yes, we really are.
Always.
Because Megan is out sick, feel better, Megan. Oh, we thought Eric would be a great addition to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills new trailer that just came out for season 8.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Eric is kind of familiar with podcasting because he does a lot of work for Oxygen's podcast, Martinis and Murder.
Yes, I work with Bravo's Darren Karp, as everyone knows, Andy's assistant, because she is on a podcast with John Thrasher, and they are the hosts of Martinis and Murder, which is a true crime podcast where they drink martinis, they cover different cases every episode. It's really fun. They're really great to work with, so I do a lot of work with them on the digital and social side.
But are we popping your podcast cherry?
I mean, yes. I have never been a guest, so this
is my gosh. And
you know, this is wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Welcome to the cast.
The pod, the cast.
So, Eric, I thought of you for this because I know your love of Erica Jane.
Absolutely.
Erica Girardi, if you will. But you have a long history with a lot of the Bev wives.
I do. Of all of the franchises, I think the Beverly Hills ladies are the ones I've known and been familiar with the longest. You know, Lisa Rinna, I feel like, has always been someone that I've just known growing up as a model, actress. You know, she's kind of always been around. My mom's a big fan of her. And then, yes, Erica Jane, she has been an underground gay pop icon for as long as I can remember. And I remember when the Pretty Mess video came out. I think it was in college. It was like 2008, 2009. And I was like, who is this woman? She was fabulous. She was the right amount of glamorous, the right amount of sexy, sort of that like Britney Spears type of, you know, inspiration. So Erica, I've been a big fan of for a very long time. And then Kyle Richards, I was a huge fan of The Simple Life when it was on back in the day. And I actually just recently, as in last night, purchased season one on Amazon and started to rewatch it from the beginning because I needed some reality show fixins. And Kyle's in the first episode when they're ready to send Paris and Nicole off. They cut to Kyle very briefly.
God.
So I think that might have been her reality show debut.
I had no idea she was on The Simple Life.
Yeah, I mean, just quickly, you know, it's at the party and they give her a quick little interview and she says, oh, I'm Paris Hilton's aunt. And I was like, that's
And now
Kyle.
She can just say, I'm Kyle Richards.
And now she's Kyle Richards.
Yeah.
Yes. And then in terms of the other wives, you know, I started tuning in last season. So now I'm familiar with, you know, Dorit, and I've gotten to know Lisa Vanderpump a little bit better. But yeah, so I'm a new consumer to the Housewives franchise, but I've known a lot of the ladies for some time.
Yes. Well, let's get into the trailer. I am so excited to watch it. I watched like part of it the other day over somebody's shoulder, but I haven't like taken it all in yet.
I haven't seen it yet. Here we go.
This season on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I'm the star of the show.
Go, girl.
You know me.
Enjoying the fruits of Beverly Hills is absolutely essential.
I'm just sticking my face in the caviar.
Swear to God, I'm sexually aroused right now.
I told you! Let me explain!
You must have heels, you must have jewelry, you must have a little doll.
Oh my God, Lisa!
And you mustn't have a baggy face.
Look, there's no Botox. I need to get that fixed.
Yay! Let's have our New York City moment.
Gorgeous! Give us all 5,000.
Oh my God, Tokyo.
Hi. It's a little slimy.
The girls have started modeling. I'm like a teenage wrangling momager right now.
Look at you, you're on that flipping building.
I would love if you all would accompany me to Berlin.
Guys, see you later.
What's going on?
Isn't it perfect?
Oh, yes.
I'm in design mode, I'm in swimwear launch mode. I'm going for fashion,
that
fashion,
accent.
Fashion.
This is my pack. There they go.
Watch your teeth.
Oh, my God.
You people are crazy.
You're an asshole.
Some of these women make it very hard to feel at ease.
Who is that? You are psycho.
I'm not going to back down when I know I'm right.
I think Lisa Rinna could be schizophrenic.
You didn't like that it wasn't about you for a minute.
Her parents didn't give her much attention, and she wasn't told I love you. Don't f*** with me like that. You don't want that.
You have to cut the head off the devil.
Who's the devil? Who's the devil?
This whole thing boils down to three bitches that are competitive over friendship.
I'm going home to my husband, who would rather spend time with me tonight than you would.
Their faces! No,
was that directed to Kyle?
Kyle and Dorit.
Well, it seems like Lisa and Kyle are not getting along very well this season.
I mean, that's what it seems like. But Erica was like three women who are very competitive over friendship. Do you think it's Dorit, Kyle, and Lisa?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, and who is the new lady?
Her name is Teddy Mellencamp, short for Theodosia? No, I don't think so. That's just my Hamilton. She kind of looks like Lydia from OC to me.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It's Teddy Mellencamp, and I'm so sorry. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I'm going to attempt with Arroyave, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But her dad is John Cougar.
Wow.
Although I don't know if it's Cougar anymore. Did you take the Cougar out?
I think you did.
I don't know, but I love me some John Cougs.
I need to brush up on my John
Jack and
Cougs.
Diane.
Oh, that's, of course, classic.
Little ditty.
A little ditty about him.
She loves horses, we find out, which I hope that means her and Lisa Vanderpump are going to get along.
Oh, yeah, with the mini horses.
But everyone should go to BravoTV.com, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills page, because there's a whole post about everything you need to know about the new wife, Teddy.
Oh, great.
But Grace just commented, because we went to her Instagram, she apparently has a shared Instagram account with her husband.
I have mixed feelings about shared Instagram accounts.
Right. I feel like that speaks more volumes than anything about someone to learn that little ditty.
I've seen shared Facebook accounts with couples, but Instagram, I think this is some next level stuff, you know? Yeah, especially because you have to like blend the first names. It has to be like Jack and Diane in like one whole thing, and then the last name is shared, you know? Do you like how I use the Jack and Diane?
Right, no, reference? I liked it. It was good. It was good. So yeah, please go to BravoTV.com to learn everything you need to know about Teddy.
Maybe she's named after Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, I would love that. It's with an I, though.
Oh.
Which I really like. And I know Megan would like, because she likes a gender fluid name.
Oh,
she'll probably add it to the list.
Of future baby names?
Of future baby
names.
Oh
boy, how long is that list?
It's pretty long now from what I know. Every time I've ever heard a name, she's added to
she's
it.
She's just got
to
have a lot of babies.
Yeah. You hear that, Aaron? So, yeah, new wife. That's exciting.
That
Eileen,
is exciting.
As we know, is gone.
I know.
She breaks my
heart. That's too bad. I do like Eileen.
I know.
She was
too.
One of my favorites last season.
But who's the devil? Who is this devil that Erica's going to be cutting the head off of?
I mean, is it Dorit? Are they still having problems from last season? If there's Pantygate carryover, I mean, come on.
Oh my God, what a great comment. I didn't even think about that. But probably, I mean, I don't think everything was settled from that.
I would hope that it is at this point, but it very well could bubble up again.
Well, what I love about Erica is that she's just like ruthless, but in the best way. She's
right.
Just like, you will not be fucking with me that
absolutely.
Way.
Oh, absolutely. So I mean, and it seems like Dorit is doing a lot more in fashion this season. What was she doing at the beginning there? Fashion.
Her
I've tried many
accent.
A time to imitate her accent.
Right.
And it's not quite as easy as right. You would think. Like it
is
gets
more
a little
like inflection rather right. Than accent or like cadence.
Yes.
Like how she says words.
Right.
Particularly, you know, to
have
be like
you,
that.
She's been on the podcast before.
Yes,
right?
And she definitely had the accent.
And it was there. It was present.
It was there. Yeah. I cannot wait. December 19th cannot come soon enough.
I agree. It's a Christmas present for everyone.
Really? That's all I want for Christmas. But because Megan isn't here, she obviously has seen the trailer. She does Beverly Hills for the website. She actually put this up yesterday. Please keep tweeting at her and me, please, at Rachie Robb, at Meg Segura. All of your thoughts about the trailer. What are you most excited about? Whose interview look did you like the best personally? And I know I tend to favor Erica Jane's style because I'm a little more out there with style, I think, as a person in general. But that like kind of crown she made in that one look, I was like, yes.
She's definitely the most adventurous. I think Dorit is as well. But I feel like the performer in Erica and the artist in Erica, she's always so bold. And she has quite a diverse, I think, array of things that she looks so good in, which
yes.
is pretty much everything she's ever worn.
I did really like Dorit's shorter hair now, that kind of like mid-length lob. She looks really great in that. And then she had that like on the side with the gold bobby pins.
She loves her gold.
Yes, yes.
And you love your gold too, don't you?
I do too. Yes, yes, yes. so yes, please keep tweeting at us with your thoughts. Adam DeLeo, now that we can say your name correctly, at Adam DeLeo, Adam X DeLeo, tweeted us something. And I know you really...
I feel like I relate to this like on a deep spiritual level. Adam tweeted, I just watched the Real Housewives Beverly Hills trailer and oh my God, it's going to be crazy this season. Did you see all those outfit changes with Erica Jane? Ugh, can't freaking wait to see the queen back on Bravo TV. And then it includes a gif that is Erica saying, I'm going to give the gays everything they want. And she does. And she has. And she will continue to do so. So I'm excited to see, too, what is she has coming up in terms of any new music. I mean, she had some really great hits last season.
Well, it looks like Dorit is maybe performing with her and Boy George, who is also back, I wanted to talk about.
Are we getting a collaboration between Boy George and Erica Jane?
And Dorit.
Andering?
Not my the natural partner, as I thought, but maybe.
Right, right. I mean, Boy George, like, talk about an icon in the gay community. I mean, if we got a collaboration between those two, that's going to make the gays' heads pop off.
Maybe it's a Christmas album.
Oh, my God. Watch out, Mariah. They're coming for you.
Well, thank you, Eric, for helping me with this process. Where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter. The username is Eric J. Mac. It's E-R-I-K-J-M-A-C. I try to tweet funny things. And also, it's the same on Instagram. So if you want to see pictures of me in drag and doing the crazy, weird things that I do, you can follow me there.
Me and Eric are going to Tovolo. Tonight.
Tovolo.
And yes. So I foresee on both of our Instagrams a photo from
that. There's going to be a lot of IG stories of like the phone like waving in the crowd as we're dancing and swaying to the music. But yes, that'll be very, very exciting.
And like I said before, please tweet me and Megan all of your thoughts at Rachie Robb, at Meg Segura on this new Bev Hills trailer. And now I want to jump over to another special guest segment. Megan and I, earlier this week, spoke to Jamie and Knox from the podcast Popcast. They're hilarious, you guys, by the way, so definitely go over and subscribe and listen to them. But we got together and talked about all of the ridiculous reality television moments we were thankful for this year.
Hey guys, it's Megan Segura.
And I'm Rachel Roberts.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Wait, no, I'm also one of your hosts, Knox McCoy.
And I'm your other host, Jamie Golden.
Yes, this is a special crossover episode of our shows. We want Daily Dish listeners to know about Popcast because for as much as we talk about Bravo, there's a whole world of reality stars and celebrity goings-on outside of just Housewives.
Knox and Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about your podcast?
Yeah, so the podcast is a show dedicated to delightful idiocy where every week... to educate listeners on the things that entertain but do not matter.
For example, we talk about whether or not Taylor Swift is the Antichrist. These are pressing questions that we're trying to answer journalistically. We're trying to answer those. We do all kinds of things like celebrity transformations, misunderstood song lyrics, celebrity feuds. We even do kind of the common things. Like you can go to knoxandjamie.com/start here and you can see where we tackle Urban Dictionary terms. Can we use them? How do we use them? The nose of all the holidays, the nose of weddings, the nose of going to the grocery store, all kinds of things.
So where are we on the Taylor Antichrist? Like for sure, maybe.
Well, you know, that's a great question, first of all. Secondly, like if we think of it, if we pivot a little bit, think of it like a doomsday clock. I think we're actually pretty far from like the doomsday Antichrist, like noon, like midnight kind of the designation. Because this new album, it's not terrible. Like I'm mad that she made me like her again. So like we're pretty far away.
But isn't it true that Taylor's like that's the charm of the Antichrist drawing us back in.
So this is the long tail of the Antichrist charm just whipping back. I like that.
This is what.
Okay, so why don't you guys tell us a little bit about the Daily Dish?
Sure. So
Great transition from Taylor Swift being the Antichrist.
Speaking of the Antichrist, Rachel and I. No, but we, not only are we huge Bravo fans, but we actually work for Bravo. So we feel like we actually know what we're talking about when we're talking about all the shows on the network and the Bravo Lubs we love.
And not just that, because we're fans and we have the access, we're like able to answer the questions we've always wanted to know.
Right. We're going to the reunions. We're talking to the ladies on a regular basis.
So, like, do you consider yourselves like the ombuds people of Bravo? Like, you get to call them to the carpet, or do you feel like you're reined in a little bit?
Okay, well, here's the thing. It's like their family. We're all part of the Bravo family, and you don't go against the family.
Right, right. We're very Caroline Manzo in this respect.
That being said, sometimes a housewife needs to be taken to task a little, right. You know, a friendly scolding.
Well, I think that's good, because like in every family, you've got the one person who's like, hey, like you're making bad boyfriend or girlfriend choices, or your fashion is cut not great. But it's all
right.
Done.
Right. Exactly. So it's all out of, you know, we want to help them.
Yeah. Like at Thanksgiving dinner, I will have to tell my Aunt Brenda, Aunt Brenda, put your breast back
in
your
dress. Oh, yeah. Right.
Like,
we all have
it'll
an
be in love.
Brenda.
Right.
Yeah, I understand, Uncle, that you are inherently racist, but we don't do that at the table. So please put that away for now.
Right.
So speaking of, like, you know, holidays and tables and conversations with awkward family members, I know, like, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. And I know on our side, we've got a lot of things we're thankful for, especially in such a darkened, dreary kind of pop cultural year. But what about you guys? Because you guys have to deal with like a lot of different personalities and a lot of different conflicts and a lot of different shows. Like, do you guys have a specific list of things that you're thankful for
absolutely.
This year?
Absolutely.
Yes. So in general, we're always very thankful for reunions. I think they just bring us so much joy when all the housewives come back together and get to talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about.
Yeah, specifically, there were some really good reunion moments this year.
We had the bunny with Kim Richards and Lisa Rinna
for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Ugh. And then on The Real Housewives of New York, we found out that there were maybe cracks in Luann and Tom's marriage.
Right, and we found out weeks before. So then during the episode, Bravo was so dramatic and extra in the best way. They were like, this was filmed 3 weeks before Luann announced Tom and her divorce. It was just the most amazing cinematic choice that I think Bravo could have chosen. It just made me really happy.
And on a historic note, this is the first time ever where The Real Housewives of Atlanta or any Housewives franchise has such a four-part reunion.
Right.
Usually it's three parts max.
That seems heavy. Like, that's so... Primarily I'm thinking about it in terms of, like, Andy Cohen. Like, he just seems so great at reunions. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of a comp of, like, similar greatness because, you know, like... It's funny because, you know, we watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and the reunions have a way of highlighting Chris Harrison's just incomplete ability to talk to other human beings, like in a competent way.
Oh, my God, it's so true. It's like, Chris, what are you doing? Why are you asking that? That's a human in front
of you. Have you ever had conversations before, man?
Like, listen,
it's really bad.
To be fair, Chris needs a card, y'all. Chris needs a card to read. Like, let's not pretend that that's
well,
not important.
During the season, you know, he'll appear from behind a sand dune and being like, here's a date card. You guys get to go have a sex audition. And we're like, well, he seems like a normal person. Good job at talking,
Chris.
But all
you have to do is give someone a rose and be like, there's one more rose left. Like, yeah, you seem pretty normal.
He can count. He can recognize flowers. He can talk directly to people. This is probably human, guys. I think it is. But to be Andy Cohen, like, I feel like the reunions just are his time to shine. I'm so like, I'm a big Jeff Probst fan on Survivor. But even him, I think he has to bow to Andy Cohen's abilities.
No, totally. And when we were at Watch What Happens Live, which was like maybe the most amazing experience of my life ever, Andy is just, it's amazing to watch him work, kind of like, as you say, like, he is just with it. He is constantly on, asking people, producing as he's going, and the reunions last like 9 hours.
Right.
Oh,
so
wow.
Usually we're there sitting somewhere in the wings and we're like, how are they going to cut this down, because you get so much amazing stuff.
Right.
I just don't understand how you have the energy, like how you keep that up. Like, that's incredible.
Right.
All right. So let's, Jamie, why don't we talk a little bit about some of the things we're thankful for this year?
Like,
what's the first thing that comes to your mind, Jamie, that you think of?
Well, for me, speaking of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, it is Rachel Lindsay. I love that it was so difficult for Bachelor Nation to imagine what it would be like for someone not white to be the Bachelorette. And and she, the bar was so high, as it often is with minorities, that they have to exceed every expectation. And she did. She jumped so high. She did amazing. I'm so thankful for how she, like, elevated what is a really a disgusting garbage franchise that I watch religiously.
That we, like, both do, yeah.
Yeah, that we very much love.
I love The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise and the upcoming Bachelor Winter Games. Like, I cannot wait. But I was disappointed in her pick. Like, I loved Rachel until she broke poor Peter's heart.
I know, I know. And Peter, listen, all Peter wanted, he told us in his yearbook, he just wants to be on this show, which says a lot about Peter. Or maybe it says a lot about Wisconsin. I don't know. But what I love about, I wish that we, like, she had ended up with him, because
let's be honest. We have a, like, not to get too in the weeds, but we have a theory that Peter's actually an immortal Time Lord, because he says he's like 28, but he looks like he's 57. And I think he was throwing hints, like a little horcruxes he would include in episodes and stuff like that. But I think she was kind of surmising some kind of ethereal essence of Peter. And, like, I don't know. I don't want to get tangled up with that. I need to go with a more normal guy.
Yeah, don't be surprised when Peter is the Bachelor in, like, 2088.
And he looks exactly the same. Yeah, she just didn't want to grow old next to a guy that doesn't. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. What else are you guys thankful for?
Yeah, so I like to think back on the year, like, in terms of moments. And I thought something I was – anytime you have, like, a big institutional orchestration like the Oscars, there's not a lot of room for, you know, spontaneity. But I really enjoyed looking back and thinking about Moonlight versus La La Land, the Best Picture controversy, just seeing all those, like, stuffy white people getting really frazzled about, like, what a card said. Mm-hmm. I'll always appreciate that, especially in the larger cultural context. I think Kate McKinnon, for what she's doing on SNL, huge fan of that. Really thankful for that.
I'm thankful for Big Little Lies.
Oh, yes.
So we could get Nicole Kidman to somehow emote despite a face that doesn't really move at all.
She had a lot of secrets.
I know. So many secrets. And then Reese Witherspoon obviously is throwing 100 miles an hour in all ways as a producer. And plus, I like skeevy Alexander Skarsgård.
I really like that version of him.
I
felt bad because I was still attracted to him, like, throughout the whole show.
We're on the same page, being pushed around by him. I don't know.
With respectfulness. with the side of respectfulness.
With me consenting to it. Yes.
Right. Of course.
Let me ask this question. Are we thankful for Zoe Kravitz's performance in Big Little Lies?
I still get chills every time I watch the ending of that final episode.
Are you watching it often?
I've watched it at least 3 times. It was like, I don't know. There's something about that. It was so good.
I know. The soundtrack is amazing. I don't know.
Well, I was going to ask, are we thankful for the suspension of disbelief that a 7-year-old could curate, like, a better mix list than I can?
Oh my God,
I don't appreciate
it,
but I think it's probably true.
I mean, when you got a good ear, you got a good ear. Yeah.
What about Adam Scott's pedophile beard? Are we thankful for that last one?
Oh, I loved him despite the beard.
I always love Adam Scott. And, like, he plays such a good jerk, but not a jerk. Like, he just...
I will say the low point for me in this series was him doing that lip sync to the song in the finale. Like, it was so clearly not anywhere near his voice that it was just like, what is happening?
But that's my favorite
song. You're so right. It's, like, aggressively not him. Like, they want you to confront this fact. Right. They're like, you know it's not him. I know it's not him. We're doing it anyway.
Right.
Good luck.
Exactly.
We just wanted to talk about hot mic moments.
Oh, yeah. A ton of hot mic moments.
Which happens.
Hot mic moments are the best.
The best.
Yeah. We had Just Hands on The Real Housewives of Dallas.
It's kind of like the Jinx on HBO. Like, be careful of a hot mic. It could send you to prison or make you look like an idiot.
Right. It'll make you look like an idiot.
God, that was the best moment of TV maybe ever. Looking ahead to the new year, I just have a question. Are we even allowed to enjoy the Oscars this year? Or is it just going to be a painful reminder of 2017?
It's going to be pretty awkward, not going to lie. It's going to be weird.
Well, I feel like what they need to do is have a woman host.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thank you. I'm going to call someone.
Listen, please call, like, Tiffany Haddish. She killed it on SNL. Right. I would love to see her.
Who I'm feeling, who I feel like it'll be, like, gun to my head right now? I feel like it's lining up. Everything's coming up Kristen Bell right now.
Oh, really? Oh, totally to the left. I didn't think that, but I could see that. Because she'll sing. She's an entertainer. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes her. Except Megan Segura.
But then everyone will be like, she's Anna from Frozen.
No, but then,
like,
but then Dax is going to keep coming out. And I'm just, guys, I can't with Dax.
It's just like a skin tag on a perfectly good candidate, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Well, we have run out of time, sadly. But
I know, this was so fun.
So fun talking to you guys.
I know.
Thank you so much for looking back on the ridiculousness of 2017 with us. Dish fans, go subscribe to their show, Popcast, now.
So you can go to KnoxandJamie.com. We both are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can find Knox at Knox McCoy. I'm Jamie at Jamie B. Golden. And the show, we are the Popcast Pod on Twitter and the Popcast on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, you guys.
And what about you guys? Where can our fans find you guys?
Sure. So we're everywhere where you can listen to podcasts. And you can find me at Meg Segura.
And you can find me on Twitter at Rachie Robb and Instagram at Suspiciously Small.
And you can tweet the show at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yeah,
this was
a lot of fun.
So fun. I got my girls with me, with the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me.